This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
You're listening to AvWeb's extended coverage of AOPA Expo 2008 from San Jose, California. I'm in the booth of the Aircraft Partnership Association with David Kruger. David, it's no secret that one of the most economical ways to own an expensive airplane is a partnership. The problem is finding a partner and learning to administrate that partnership. And you've established an association to do that and to help potential owners find partners. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, we basically have three services that we provide. One is very simply finding your partners, particularly in a post-9/11 world. That's a thing that's easy to say to do, and it actually turns out to be very difficult to accomplish. Where do you go and meet them? The airport that I used to drive to, and go hang around at the hangars now has got an 8-foot fence and concertina wire around it, post-9/11 world. So it's very difficult to just have the social activities at the airport that we used to have. And even then, finding the right partner was sort of a happy accident. So what we have created is a partner-finding service, which is very similar to the dating services like Match.com or eHarmony, where you go online and you fill a very complete profile that tells people what kind of aircraft you either have or what kind of aircraft that you would like to have, where you live, how you fly it, what your ratings and endorsements are, how you expect maintenance to be done, what your budgets are, and all of that information that anybody going into partnership would need to know. Post that profile, and then you can be found and go off and search for other people in your area that have common interests and start toward forming a partnership. Like the dating service, contact information is not disclosed. Somebody has to actually ask to meet you, and you can either look at their profile and decide to do that or not, so everybody's privacy is ensured until they're ready to actually start talking seriously about a partnership.
Now, you mentioned the size of the recreational motorsport market is compared to the potential size of the general aviation market if these marketing methods are somewhat married up, and the numbers are really quite astonishing, are they not?
Oh, absolutely, and they're astonishing in a couple ways. First of all, when you look at the average power sports buyer out there, is take for example a $30,000 boat, motor, and trailer, which was the average for 2007. The usage patterns recreationally between that boat owner and, just as an example, and a pilot who's flying for recreation are identical because they have the same constraints. What's also interesting is that their operating costs, including ownership costs, are also identical. They tend to run, whether it's boats or motorcycles or jet skis or snowmobiles or ATVs, about $150 to $250 an hour, right dead in the center of what we and GA pay for flying. The only difference is acquisition cost.
Now, your association will help with that by offering a range of services, and this is a strongly web-based initiative. Tell us a little more detail about that.
Hey, we do two things. First of all, the Find Your Partner service, which we've discussed, and we also help people form their partnerships in that we have industry partners that provide, from the ground up, tax advice, legal advice on forming the partnership, which we strongly recommend that people do, and then insurance, financing, and of course, new aircraft and used aircraft. And the people that we work with are all partnership savvy, and they're partnership friendly because they understand that this shared ownership concept is really the only way to get to the broad market. By the way, that broad market is about, depending on how you cut it, 60 to 100 times the size of the GA market. So if we want to add new pilots at lower costs, it's our assertion that we need to be able to go out and play effectively and compete effectively in that market. What we're trying to do is create the web-based utility that it allows the whole industry to move in that direction.
When did you launch the project, and how many members do you have?
We actually started our pilot and advertising in one small publication just slightly over 2 months ago, and just the day prior to the show, we had 1,000 partnerships that are already existing that want to either add or replace or expand. Or share their airplane for the first time, aircraft owners, and we have about 1,000 all told and about 750 people. And this is very interesting, Paul, because this is what we thought we would find. We have 750 people, mostly first-time buyers, who are looking for partners so that they can become first-time buyers. It's our assertion, and I think our preliminary numbers, although they're small, are bearing this out, that there is a largely unrecognized and untapped market for GA for people who just need a partnership and partners and the right cost model to become first-time buyers. And as we all know, GA needs first-time buyers and new pilots really, really badly, and we're trying to provide that.
And how do they contact you?
Simply go out to our website, which is www.theaptangohotelechoalphapapaalpha.com. There's a video tour of how the system works on the site. Sign up, register, post your profile, go off and search and see what happens, and then get your partnership together, and then we go to the next step. So it's very simple to get to us. A couple other things that would be of interest, we've done a white paper that is in the About Us section about our demographics and market research. It might be of interest to some folks. There's also a very detailed partnership cost modeling spreadsheet, which is free and available for download off the front of the website under the section, How Much Money Can I Save in a Partnership?
Well, thank you very much for the explanation, David.
All right, you bet.
You've been listening to AvWeb's extended coverage of AOPA Expo 2008 from San Jose, California. We've been talking to David Krueger of the Aircraft Partnership Association. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.